Hello and welcome to the Queensland Freemason Podcast. My name is Brother Luke Eelan and I'm here today with
Very Worshipful Brother Graham Schultz. I'm the Deputy Grand Secretary of the United Grand Lodge of Queensland and we're in Brisbane, Australia.
And we're doing podcast 33 and I've been looking forward to this podcast for a while, Graham. I've actually written my first, or maybe my second Masonic lecture, I guess, in a sense. So
fantastic.
I'm not sure actually many Masons would like to hear me lecture this, but if they want to, they can download it from our website and have a listen to it. I've been thinking about this for a long time, this particular podcast, because a lot of people in the community in general, not in the Masonry community per se, but in the wider community in general, seem to imply that Masons have an attraction to the number 33, and I thought, as this is our 33rd podcast, why not do a show called The 33 Show? So this is it, really. It'll be the easiest title I've put in a show so far, Graham. But what do you think about the number 33 before we get started, Graham? Oh, we should tell them we're going to do a three-part special, and hopefully they'll all be 11 minutes long too.
That's right, and the fact that we're actually
smart, Alex,
recording it today, which is the 12th day of April, which adds up of April, which is 12 and 4 is 16, and it's 14 minutes past 3 by the clock on the wall, and that 16 plus 14 plus 3 equals is 33.
Have you been on that show Countdown where they do the maths and they've got to come up with a number?
Cause and it's 20, and it's 2013, which is 2013. 20 plus 13 is 33.
Oh, well, I guess this all comes from a lot of history, legends, mythology, and there certainly are in certain orders within Masonry. There is the 33rd degree, and I think most people would acknowledge that as being the highest degree in Freemasonry. There's arguments amongst Masons whether or not that's true. Do you want to explain to them why there are arguments about this, Graham?
In Australia, there are a couple of Supreme Councils that do the 33rd degree. And I think the most important thing to remember is that Freemasonry is not... Being a 33rd degree Freemason doesn't mean that you're a lot higher in rank. It means that you've had a lot more instruction about Freemasonry. It's not necessarily you're 33 times better than someone who's done
the
first degree.
I've got like 9 degrees, doesn't that make me 9 times? No.
So it's the 33rd degree and they're all appendant degrees. They're not really hierarchical, like climbing a ladder type of thing. They're more lateral, and it depends on the amount of instruction that you've had. But you can do 33rd degree in Australia, in Queensland, with the Supreme Council for the Ancient and Acceptance for Australia, or you can do it through the Grand Lodge of Scotland through their 33rd degree.
Basically, what we're trying to do with this is highlight the fact that the number 33, whilst it's important to, I guess, some Freemasons, we're going to give some of the possible definitions for the number 33. Lots of people throw it out there. It's all sorts of them. But you'll hear us talk about what 33 possible meanings are. And do you know what? I just plucked these out of the internet. I went to a few conspiracy sites, went to Wikipedia, went to a few Mason sites, and I've come up with 33 possible meanings for the number 33, and I have to put my hand on my heart and say I'm not a 33rd degree Mason, so I'm not divulging any secrets about what it may or may not be, and Graham certainly isn't. I would also say about the 33rd degree, Graham, is they tend to be slightly older than the Masons. It would be unusual for a young Mason to become a 33rd degree Mason, at least I've never met one.
Well, yeah.
I might be wrong.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's something honorary, that it you need time. You need time on your hands to do the instruction and to take the instruction, and a lot of younger guys, are busy with wives, families, and creating a life. Well, you don't have a lot of time for those appendant degrees.
No.
Being a Master Mason or the third degree is the highest sort of rank that you can do in Freemasonry. But the other appendant degrees are important. And if you've got time and you want to do that further instruction and education in Freemasonry, I commend it to anyone who wants to do it.
I'm sure you and I will do it one day when we retire and have the spare time to do it.
It's
pretty big time commitment. So let's move on to the first, the meaning of the possible number 33. The first and most obvious meaning, it's a famous Masonic degree. It's generally by invitation only in most jurisdictions, and it's often seen as an honorary degree. So I think that's the first meaning to number 33. What's the second meaning there, Graham?
We have 33 as the largest positive integer that cannot be expressed as a sum of different triangular numbers. So what does that mean, Mr. Mathematics?
It basically means that it's the largest number that can't be expressed as a sum of different triangular numbers. I don't know.
So 11,
They come from Wikipedia. Basically, a squared plus b squared plus c squared, and it's the largest number that can't be expressed at the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
The third meaning of it is the atomic number of arsenic. So for people that think it's a conspiracy, maybe it is. Maybe it's the atomic number of arsenic that we're all paying homage to.
Interesting. It is. A normal human spine has 33 vertebrae when the bones that form the cottage are counted individually.
I've heard that one a lot, actually, and I've heard a lot of people, even within masonry, mention perhaps that's why it's an important number. Yeah. I don't know. I might be agreeing or disagreeing.
There's so many things that can be linked, you know, especially when you think back over the years and into history and into antiquity and... you know, how numbers meant different things to different people.
Well, right? Hey, I've got 33 meanings for it, Graham. Yeah, exactly. Plucked out of the Book of Knowledge or Wikipedia.
What's number 5 that you've got?
Number 5, 33, according to Newton's scale, is the temperature at which water boils. I did not know that until I read it. Hopefully it's true, but it seems reasonable to me.
Well, we do that every day, don't we?
Yeah, I think that's using the Newtonian temperature scale for that one.
Yeah.
And number 6 there, Graham.
Is the Messier object M33. A magnitude 7 galaxy in the constellation Triangulum, also known as the Triangulum Galaxy. Whoa, sounds like Star Trek to me.
Perhaps, and I was more enlightened by that as I read it as well.
Yeah.
Number 7 meaning for the number 33, it's the divine name Elohim appears 30, the divine name Elohim appears 33 times in the story of creation in the opening chapter of Genesis. This is not a religious podcast. We have quite a few different religions mentioned in this particular one.
Yeah. And it's a Jewish holiday, which falls on the 33rd day of the Omer as well.
Is that the same day every year, I wonder? Maybe if we have a few Jewish brothers write to us and let us know.
Yeah, that's an interesting one too.
I'm not sure. This is number 9. This is one I've heard mentioned quite a few times before by various different people. And it's Jesus' age when he was crucified was in 33 AD, and it was 33 AD as well, according to Christian traditions, though it's not historically verified according to Wikipedia.
No, but I think if you read around and see
it's mentioned plenty of times.
And while we're on that subject, Jesus performed 33 recorded miracles.
Well,
and 3 of those were resurrections.
Yep,
and one of them was on a widow's son.
Oh. Okay. There we go.
That's in Luke, I think it is, where they talk about that. Where
it's not in Graham.
Yeah, where he was, you know, young man arise. That's interesting that there was 33 recorded miracles, and 3 of them were those, and one was on a widow's son, which has particular relevance for Freemasons.
That's correct. Yeah. You skipped one there, Graham.
We've
got to do number 10. According to Al-Ghazahiri, the dwellers of heaven will exist eternally in the state in the age of being 33. So in effect, there's a lot of different religions and organizations out there that are religiously minded that suggest that when you are in heaven, the age of your soul is 33. There are some very interesting facts there, Graham, and that's 11 different facts for the first part of our 3-part special on the number 33. I kind of see this a little bit like once you buy a white car, you'll tend to notice there's lots of white cars everywhere. So if you fixate yourself on the number 33, I'm sure you will see it a great deal in our society. I could have done this. We could do the number 34 show on the number 34, and I'm pretty sure we'd have the same effect. We could find a deep and meaningful understanding and meaning of the number 34, and we would see it everywhere. At least that's my opinion about this, and it is a matter of opinion. What do you think about that, Graham?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot in it because, you know, the symbolism, particularly in the Age of Enlightenment in the 18th century, that's where a lot of it, you can see it track back to that and even further than that. But you can also look back to, you know, if you look at the American $1 note and you look at the USA Great Seal with the eagle.
Yep.
Count the feathers.
Yep, count the there's a lot of, the number 33, actually, we could have did a whole special on the dollar bill how many times that appears in it. The references to it a lot. But I would always say on the skeptical flip side of this, like I said, we could probably find the number 3, the number 11, and other numbers variously mentioned through these things as well, in just as common a way, I would guess. But that just about wraps up the first part of this podcast. What we're basically trying to do is highlight to people listening to this that the number 33 does have particular meanings, but it would depend on which part of the Masonic family you're in as to perhaps what it would mean. Because everything we teach in Masonry I shouldn't say everything. Most of the things we teach in Masonry is allegorical in nature, and the true meaning of that is that you are to understand it however you interpret it, and not necessarily it A equals A. In these cases, A to you might mean something different to what it is to me. And sure. I have a feeling, until I become a 33rd degree Mason, that that is my understanding of the number 33. So there are 33 different meanings that we're going through. And until, probably for you guys, a couple of weeks' time, listen to part two for podcast number 33. I'm being a bit cheeky about calling it part one, two, and three.
It's absolutely.
But it's not quite 333 yet. Maybe we'll get
it's up just
to
about there and
take a note of that soon.
Happy to meet. Sorry to part.
Until next month. Thank you.